We can do it.
I like that. That was good. Wait, that was really good. Okay.
What up, doers?
How y'all doing?
Hi. How y'all doing?
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I'm being seductive.
I like that.
But I'm sitting. I'm showing some leg in
my show. Show a little tush. Show a little booty.
I'm not because I'm fully covered. And I also don't have an ass to save my life.
Two different types of people here. I'm like, it's like literally 85 degrees.
So, and it is. And here's Bridget the thing. Said, I'm dressed for the winter time.
I'm cold.
Because this is what I could find at this current moment. Yeah,
Bridget's mid-move. We'll have to hear about your moving update.
Yes.
I know they're curious. They didn't know you were moving, but now that they...
I think we perhaps mentioned, like, that I was going to be.
Yeah, you were looking
into
it.
Didn't give a timeline. Yeah. The time is now.
It happened literally today.
The time
today.
Has come. It happened... it happened approximately...
A couple hours ago.
6 hours ago. Oh my God, has it been that long? Jesus Christ.
Been
this
a full
day. This day... And you know what? I have to say, first of all, I've found that when I listen back to these episodes, I say, let me just say, a lot.
Mm.
So I need to stop
doing
that.
We all have those phrases.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I say that a lot. And well, so
and
I need
listening
to, stop.
To yourself, like, imagine how I feel when I have to go back and edit this. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, oh my God.
No.
Or I'm like, why do I sound like that? Like, because do you sound, okay, like
no.
The way...
I don't sound how I think I sound.
Yep.
I do not sound how I think I
sound. Like, my voice does in my head. I'm like, oh, like, kind of hot. And then I, like, listen, and I'm like, oh, kind of fucking ugly. Like,
well, first
I would
of all,
smash the fuck out of my voice when I
good
hear
for you.
It.
Yeah.
I think about suicide. Like, I don't know.
No, Blake, you sound great.
Thanks.
I love the sound of your voice.
Oh, okay.
And don't.
The only person to have ever said that.
No, I do love the sound of your voice because it always comes with laughter, I think. Mm. I have a positive association with
but
that.
Like, the
that
intonation, way. Like, I don't know.
No, but I think I sound so much... I'm more high-pitched than I thought.
So I think we all are.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was going to say, too. Like, my voice is deeper in my head, but I think...
Yeah.
I think everyone's is just because of the way that sound works.
I don't know a lot about that.
You know, but that's what I'm thinking.
But probably.
Echo chambers and shit, I don't know.
Between the two of us, we know some things.
Yeah, it just... That
we both have
sense.
Science degrees of the political nature, but it's science in the word.
I got a Bachelor of Arts, though, not a Bachelor of Science.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't have to know that.
Perfect.
Now you
anyway,
told them. Well, we're artists as well. Like, we really are
vocal
Renaissance
artists.
Men and women. Vocal artists.
Duh.
That's my favorite thing that you do. When we were talking about... When you literally, like... To the listeners, if you're not watching the YouTube video, just think about, like, your body tensing up and, like, a little twitch.
Twitching a little bit. Yeah.
Glitching. It's my favorite thing. A glitch.
The girl that I sent you, the girl who's like, oh, you found me. And she's like Britney Spears. She does like the leg claps. You know who I'm talking about? I want to be her so fucking bad. Like, she has got impersonations down.
Yeah. And you're getting there, though. You're on your way.
Yeah, but she has a really good glitch. Like, when she's like pretending to be like a little like robot. And they're like, oh, do Shakira. Okay, now do Cher. And she's like good at like, what do you want me to do next? Like, it's, like, a good... That was actually kind of good.
That was crazy!
Hers is really good. And then she'll, like, close one eye, but, like, the rest
Whoa.
Of her face is, like, still smiling.
She's, like, so animated.
Animatronic,
yeah.
She's really good.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, my God, you gotta start studying her videos.
I know. I'm like, oh, I gotta come for your brand.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Your French was good, though, the other night.
That was good,
It was
right?
good, yeah.
And did, my voiceover, I feel like my French was
it
good.
Was very
I
good.
Had a good little,
like glottal.
Yeah.
Yeah, loogie.
No.
It is like a loogie. You
it
know
is.
What? Christina Aguilera could be French.
She could be.
Well, she did
she
do...
Said,
she said...
She said... What?
So maybe she...
Is That's going to be one
Siri,
of my
is
words.
Christina Aguilera French?
Avec. Boulez.
Boulez vous coucher avec moi. Ce soir.
Wait, tell them about your move. Tell them about your move.
You guys, I moved. I did move approximately 5 blocks.
She really did.
I really did move. I was trying to tell the movers today. I was like, yeah, so you literally just go up and make a right and then another right and it's on your left. And they were like, oh. He's like, oh, I see. It's like literally 5 blocks. I was like, it's literally 5 blocks. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna meet you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was great.
You probably could have beaten them.
I did beat them.
Okay, yeah.
I did because they had a huge ass truck. Yeah, and traffic to drive. And I was just making my way with my Trader Joe's bag.
DC Tings.
Yes, no, I moved today. All of my shit is now in a different domicile, but I'm very excited about it. It's a gorgeous place.
Good.
I have my cutie little balcony, which I'm obsessed with. It has nothing on it right now, but it will sometime soon have some seatage for me to live my main character moment, read my little books, sip my little drinks.
Do my little do.
Hopefully have gorgeous company like yes. that of Blake Biggie out there with me. Having
just, you have a good roof, so.
I have a great roof.
Just in time for summer.
Summertime sipping on the roof. Summertime grilling, perhaps. Just not frozen pizzas.
I love a chill and grill. That was,
oh my god, I haven't had a chill and grill in so long.
Wait, what's that?
A Dairy Queen chill and grill?
Oh, I thought the Chill and Grill was the name of the place that Raven's dad owned.
Oh, it was that, too. It was, but Dairy Queen has Chill and Grills.
Oh, what is it?
It's like...
like a hot dog and a
you could get, like, a burger, and you could get... oh, and you could get a...
That's genius of them.
I know. And a Blizzard. A burger and a Blizzard. A Double B.
Okay, I like Double B better than a Chill and Grill. But I guess it makes sense.
Well, it's... I didn't come up with
that. No, okay, I didn't know that it was a real thing. That's,
no, I think
wow,
you're
mind-blowing.
Right. It was Chill and Grill was Raven Simone's dad's.
I think. I just have in my head Raven Simone saying Chill and Grill. So yeah. I'm like, right?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. But there is an actual legitimate Chill and Grill. Thing. I don't know if they still have them, but they did have... I went to one in
they
Florida
had a promotion
once.
Of some
yes,
point.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, what did I do? So I woke up this morning, the movers came, they took all of my things out.
Love.
And then they put them in the new spot and they put my bed together. My current place is a un desastre, okay? Boxes everywhere, but tis...
You'll clean it up.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
It did take me so long, though, on my way here. I could not find my hairbrush. Couldn't find it. Didn't know where it was. And then I was like, oh, hair dryer, that's in a box. What did I label all the boxes? Miscellaneous. Super helpful. So I've got spices next to my makeup wipes.
Yeah,
next
oh, no.
to my fucking bowls. Like, it's just... But nobody's perfect.
You're just one you, so, you know.
I'm just one.
You'll get through all that quickly.
Just one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... I'm going to be organization station this week, but I'm very excited about it. I have washer dryer in my unit. My bathroom is so much bigger, too, which is great. I will... Okay, so I did something silly.
Oh.
Because... And I did... Mom, cover your ears because you reminded me like 3 times to do this, and I just didn't. She was like, remember to get a shower curtain. And I was like, right. Yeah.
Oh, because you were getting one today. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, which...
Oh, because you didn't have one at your last place. So you
didn't have one. I had a glass
yeah.
door,
oh, yeah,
so
same.
I didn't think about it. And then I was like, oh, I really need a shower curtain. And so I ordered one today because nobody tells you what you're supposed to be doing. Especially maybe if you're like moving a house, it's different because you could be in like so many different rooms. But in a one-bedroom apartment that's not like particularly massive, the only place I could stand semi out of the way today was in my kitchen. So I was like wiping things down and like there's only so much I could do. And I was like trying to clean it a little bit, but like I'm going to go back to my old place. I don't have to turn my keys until next week. So I'm going to go back and like do a deep clean to try and get that security deposit back.
Yeah.
And like whatever, wipe everything down. So I'm in there and I'm just like on my laptop trying not to be a freak because I don't want to like stare at them while they're moving all the stuff. But I'm like, there's literally nowhere for me to go. And I feel like if I left, it would be weird.
Yeah.
Like and walked around, like God forbid they need something. So anyways, so I'm sitting there and I'm sending Blake different shower curtains that I should buy. And I did buy the green one with the flowers.
Nice.
But then I was like, before I came over here to record said pod that you're listening to, I was like, I would really like to take a shower just to like refresh.
Yeah.
So I took a shower with no shower curtain. What did I do? I hung my beach towel over my thing to try and like catch some of the water.
Oh, I was like, okay,
and
that
then
makes
like
sense.
I put a like
towel on the
floor.
Yeah.
And you know what? it wasn't the worst. Like, I didn't really make that big of a mess.
Should you just, like...
So, do I need a shower curtain? I don't know. The jury's still out. I mean, I probably should have one, but, yeah, I felt very, like... It felt very funny just to do that because I was like, no, like, I do... Like, I do... I am a grown-up, but, like, I do currently,
I guess,
like...
You really, if you really wanted one, you could have went to, like, CVS and probably found one. Like,
totally.
A simple,
but
I
didn't want
one.
Just any old one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wanted a cute one.
Did you prime it? Is it going to come
tomorrow?
It's
coming tomorrow. It's literally, okay, it's going to be totally fine. But, yeah, my mom was like, make sure you do that, because I just, you know, had a million things, and she saw the, like, she knew that I needed to get one when she was helping me pick.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Did it today, though.
That's okay.
Yeah, so moving updates to come, and maybe someday you'll be able to see it, dear viewer.
Well, I vlogged, so I'm like...
Oh, you vlogged it! Okay, go to Blake's vlog.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you want to watch it, it's in the vlog.
Oh, yeah, empty. It was fully empty when you did it, which is, I feel like, the best. Right now, it looks like
it's
you can't even...
It's probably not up when they're listening to it.
Okay.
But it'll be up in, like, the next... 2 weeks or something.
Well, everybody should have their notifications on and be prepped and ready anyways,
like, you should
whenever
be subscribed.
You post.
Like, if you're not, you're kind of fake.
And not then, kinda. You are.
Yeah, and then we'll do an updated version when you have it all done.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll be curious about
that. When I have my house warming, obvi.
Exactly.
Yes, which I already have decided I am making sangria for.
Oh, cool, okay.
With the wine that you gave me.
I got 4 more bottles.
Oh, perfect!
If you wanted any tonight, but I was like, nah, I don't really want any. So I was like, nah.
No, I need to drink, like, well, I am having a soda pop just to, like, liven up my spirits
here. Yeah, just, like, chill with it.
But I do need to just
you
drink
deserve.
More water. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my, well, I love, like, poppies. We know this, but a crispy Coca-Cola.
It does hit.
Wow, that, I get it. Like, that shit could change the world. And it has, and it will continue to. So anyways, that's my moving update. All is good, all is well. You know, I gotta, like, make my bed and do all that. But it's, you know, like I said, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
Like I said, I didn't say that first. Someone else did. But like I like to say. Anyways.
Wait, what was the phrase that you were trying to stop saying?
Oh,
is it like I say, or as I was saying?
No, as I was saying, or let me just say, let me just say.
Oh, okay.
Let me
I was
just
like,
say.
Did you not just?
No.
You didn't, I thought you did.
No, but like I basically did say it, and now I'm just
different.
Coming up with different
yes,
ways
like
to
synonyms.
Say the same thing. No, I'm a thesaurus.com right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all know that one.
Oh, it's
too funny.
Yeah, but no, it was good, and Blake was so incredibly helpful helping me do a couple of trips, because I brought all my like plants and stuff, because I didn't want my plant babies to tip over in the giant-ass moving truck.
Right, right.
So, yeah. It's all good. My kitchen is a jungle, and the rest of my house is a Tetris game of boxes. But what I really need to do is just find, like, underwear, socks...
An outfit for tomorrow.
Like, something to wear tomorrow, and, like, that's it. I'm like, my makeup and everything is currently at my current place. I'm like, the only thing I have left... I did leave my vacuum... So I'm going to have to, oh my God, you guys, when Blake and I made a trip this weekend, I have my little like granny cart, like the little grocery cart, which I mostly used for laundry at my old place. But it's great in these types of scenarios when you need to transport a lot of things. You can have like a backpack on, 2 bags and the granny cart. You can really get some good things. But the street I lived on, or I currently live on now, my new place, is a very busy street on the weekends, especially. A lot of foot traffic and not wide sidewalks.
Saturday, yeah.
Well, it's like Saturday at what,
3
p.m.?
Yeah.
So the day drinkers are out.
Yeah.
And they're walking around.
Gorgeous day.
Oh, it was stunning.
The perfect storm for just us to be actually in everyone's way, but we felt that they were in our way.
Well, they were in our way.
Well,
because
it's like, we're clearly coming with all this shit.
Like
step to the side.
You see us, double wide bags.
And
I have
a
cart.
Yeah.
And there's a bouncer. Literally a bouncer, massive man, like checking IDs, and I was like, excuse me, he didn't move, so I said, oh, I had to dive onto the street. It was kind of a hot mess express, but we made it.
Yeah.
We're good.
It was only 5 blocks, so.
It's only 5 blocks from where I used to live.
Only so much could have happened, I would have hoped.
Only so much.
And prayed.
Yeah, yeah. No, but there's no, it's like, it's one of those things like we've talked about earlier, like, it's just so embarrassing to have all your stuff. Like, I knew people were staring at me being
like, oh, yeah, no, it is. It's
because my rollerblades are in my snake plant. Yeah. And people were like, what is she doing?
Yeah, no, it is. It's just like, ew, like, look away.
Yeah, I'm like, don't, please stop. Like, I'm just a girl trying to move my stuff. And I see you up-downing all the things in my cart. Yes, it's a weird combo.
Right, chill with it.
It is what it is. You don't also put your rollerblades in your snake plant? You're weird.
Yeah.
I'm not weird.
Yeah, so yeah. Fair.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
I love it. When you been up to other things too, girl?
No.
That's what we're talking about today. Well, I thought it would be interesting. Yeah. We could start off because, okay, so for context, I did this thing. We're going to talk about dating today. Like, we kind of like first dates, I think.
We're so brave.
Which I don't even know if we'll actually get everything that we want to say out because, you know, it's a lot to unpack. But
There's so much to unpack.
Okay, so I was going to say, like, how I did that thing with Jess, the, like, little reel that I made.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, I was going to ask you those questions, and I'll, like, regurgitate what I said. So I got to try to think of what I even said.
Okay, but basically, I love this.
I did this girl who's in D.C., you know, influencer girly pop. Okay, these things are showing up red again. Pissing me the fuck off. Oh, like, I literally get it. Like, we have to be loud, but I'm like, the fleek. We're trying something new with our mics of, like, yeah, I know, I bent it a little bit.
No, it's okay. I'm going to tuck your little cord.
Pushing them back away from us, so... Still, we're, like, ready to get new mics. I am, personally.
We're on our way.
Like, I can't with these.
Yeah.
I might make that your job of, like,
yeah,
try to sell these. Ones. And if we sell them, perfect. Okay, we're getting new ones.
Yeah, we're getting new ones.
But anyway, so we did this thing where she was, like, offering to take people's photos for dating apps. And then while doing that, she, like, recorded it and then asked us, like, a couple questions about, you know, dating and your preferences and whatever, whatever. So it was like, obviously introduce yourself and then like, what's your ideal first date? We did like, what is your biggest red flag? We did like, what, like, can you find yourself like typically doing or like some hobbies or something? And what was the other one? I feel like there was one more question that I did.
Hot takes.
Oh, that's what we did. That's what was like hot takes. I guess that's what I meant by red flag. Cause we didn't do both. Yeah, I guess it was hot takes, and I don't know. So anyway, we're going to talk about first dates, because Bridget went on one, I went on one.
We did. We were brave.
I know. You have to guess who has a second one.
Stop. Don't. Stop. No. Here's the thing.
At the end of the episode, or comment down below who you think has a second date. Joke's on me.
Can I just say...
Wait, no,
that's what I say. Can I just say? Or let
that's
me just
what it
say.
Is, yeah. It's can I just say, I feel like.
Yeah. No.
That rings a bell now that you just said it.
And we're not going to name names here, because...
No, we're not going to name names here, because we're
but
over it.
But don't be... Are you stupid or are you dumb?
Well, that was what I was going to get into later. I mean, I've told you this 100 times, but we'll get into it later. I want to know about what's your ideal first date.
Okay. Because I'm about to fight a man. But anyways, not...
Just, like, quick, like, what's
okay,
your ideal
what's
first
my ideal
date?
First date?
Sorry, not to be... like, you didn't have to explain everything to me. Like, I said, for example, yeah. I was, like, drinks because I want to have a conversation with you because I want to actually, like, get to know you.
Yeah.
I don't want to do an activity that would, like, distract me from, like, am I just having fun at this activity or are you actually fun and interesting, you know? And, I mean, I would agree that, or I think you would agree with me, we're, like, we're very both, like... who we are, like, as soon as we meet someone.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm never, like, on my best behavior, because, like, my best behavior is just, like, me all the time.
Oh, no, I'm spilling
so
my
So it's like,
guts.
Yeah, I gotta know
I'm
that you, like, vibe with what I'm giving you.
Today.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like, I'm not gonna, like, present one way, and then, like, on the fourth date, you're gonna be like, oh, like, you're kind of a little bit different now, because
you're
more
chatty.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, no, like, this is what you see is what you get, like, right away. I gotta, like, weed them out.
Yeah. And I'm a question master on a first date. I'm like... Siblings. Da da da. Because I don't like to do the, like, pen paling on the dating app. Like,
no.
I'm like, we could do a little bit, like, hey, how's it going? How are you?
Right, obviously enough to be like, okay, I'm a little bit interested.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm going to give you my number if I think that you're not crazy, like, scary and, like, cute and nice. And then we can figure this out. But my ideal first date, I agree, is drinks. Max two, because I don't want it to be too long.
Right.
But, like, you can have one drink if it's going poorly, obviously. I prefer, like, a beers or a wine situation. But I like beers. I like to keep cash. And I'm cool, like, girl. Yeah, I'm just so cool. I'm like, just like, let's have a beer or two and like and have like a the good other chat. Girls. I'm not. I'm super unique.
You could have non-alcoholic beers. That's what I did.
You could. That's true. You could have like a little Shirley Temple as well, perhaps. I do like a coffee date every now and again, but I prefer just like a post-work, like, weekday drinks.
Too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll meet you there at 7. Wherever there is.
Because like, the leading, to kick it off, you could just be like, how was your day?
Like, yeah, I just feel like what did you get up to?
Helps to open a lot of doors versus, totally. Like, well, if we're meeting at, like, 10, it's like, how was your morning? Okay, what'd you do? Woke up and got ready?
Yeah.
Like, no fucking shit, me too.
Yeah, no, right. And it's like, oh, what are you
then
doing
you
the rest
about
of the
work,
day?
And yeah. Then you can, like, yeah, I just
foray
feel like it
into other
helps flourish the conversation, yeah.
Also, then I'm not, like, giving up part of my quote-unquote free time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true, because, like, it's like I'm already out and about. I was just going to go home and probably sit anyway.
I was going to
home
and make myself dinner and watch my show.
I get that. I would agree.
Yeah, where now I'm like, oh, I'm just meeting a person and whatever. So, yeah, I say drinks.
Okay.
And...
what's your hot take?
About dating?
Just about, like a hot take that you, like, carry with yourself in life.
Oh,
like, I said that, you know, like, ketchup belongs on eggs and pineapple belongs on pizza.
Okay. So mine is also food related, whereas I don't like chicken parmesan.
That's not really a hot take. I feel like people are, like, fighting for the chicken parm. Like,
I thought that was a
we don't all rally behind chicken parm, so I think it's okay if you don't like it. What? It's like saying I don't like onions. Like, people just don't like onions, and that's, like, normal. She's an idiot. She's probably a chicken parm freak. She's probably got, like, an Instagram account for it. That's why she said that.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Well, I think you can do a lot better than that. Like, ketchup on, like, at least pineapple on pizza, extremely basic, and I should think of a different one, because I hate when people do all the same fucking shit. But, like, that one is, like, people get controversial about it.
Oh, mine.
It doesn't have to be food related. I'm just saying, like, one that you have.
Oh, yeah, like,
the real ones I have, I was like, I can't say on the internet, because, like, someone's gotta like me. I can't have much haters right away. Otherwise, I would have plenty.
Okay, oh, sleeping with socks on. Love sleeping with socks
on. There you go, that's
a
good one.
Love it. I love to be snug as a bug in a rug.
You're bundled up sleeping.
I know it's not, like, as healthy for you anymore, like, to sleep with socks on, because, like, you need to, like, let
the coochie breathe. I've been letting the coochie breathe. Magnificent.
So we're obviously we've discussed. Of course, we're getting off topic. Classic us. We've discussed Blake's journey
with women's health,
and learning all about that. And we recently discussed sort of like,
what you wear in bed, and
for lack of a better term,
you gotta let it breathe.
Supposed to like really
let the coochie breathe, like bend that ass over, let the coochie breathe. Like there's a whole song about it.
There's a whole song about it. Yeah,
and I was like, oh my god, like that's literally mind blowing.
Yeah,
and so now I've been letting the coochie breathe.
Yeah,
it's been great.
You know what? It transcends. Yeah. It transcends across the board.
It really does, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
So, anyways, if that's your one takeaway from this, let it breathe.
Okay, so what was the other one I said?
So dating.
Yeah, so dating. Back to dating.
What
was your, like, go through, like, your most recent first date, like...
Okay.
Or one that you want to share about, like, what was...
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything about him specifically, just, you know, like, what... Yeah. What'd you do? How did you feel about it afterwards? Like, what was your takeaway?
Yes. No, good question. So I was very in my non-dating era because I was just like, I'm not doing it. Whatever. The last person I was seeing. We don't have to get into that.
No,
anyways,
we can't. We don't have time.
So I was not. And then I was like, you know, I had like 3 glasses of wine and was like, let me pull up some Hinge. Let me re-download
you
that.
You had like a date in 24 hours, though, I feel like, from the time
it
felt
like.
It was like
2 days.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, I was deep scrolling, you know, like, I was,
that's
like.
That's impressive, though.
I dedicated some time into it. I was like,
don't humble yourself.
In.
You got a date.
Oh,
you were like,
thanks.
Man, let me get it in the bag, boo.
Thanks. Yes. Yeah. So I.
You were in it, you were out.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah, I re-downloaded Hinge and was scrolling around and found a guy that asked me on a date. And I was like, you know what? Sure.
The wedding's coming soon.
No. Well, it was good. It was a good date. Yeah. I should just preface. It was a very, very good date, and we are going on another one. But
oh my god, when?
I know, Thursday. Oh my god. I know. And he's.
Did you call him Bridget? She was the answer.
I forgot we said that earlier. Or you said that. Yes, but it was great. Well, it was a reschedule, so we were originally supposed to go out on a Friday night, which I don't typically do. Again, like I said earlier, weekday dates, yeah. Love it for a first date or first and second, honestly. And but just scheduling reasons between him and I,
you went a different day.
A Friday.
What'd
night.
You do?
Well, we were supposed to go to a wine garden. That got derailed.
No, what'd you do on your date though? Like, let's cut the cheese, girl. You gotta get to it.
You know me.
Like, can I just say? You gotta get to the fucking point.
Okay, so we went on a Sunday. We went on a Sunday date. I went on a Sunday date.
Okay, what'd you do?
We went to this bar that has board games and... It's a bar, so... And drinks. And we watched, like, women's basketball. And then we played Battleship. And cute. We had a picture of Miller Lite. And it was delightful.
Love.
It was great. He was nice. It was awesome.
And have you had a lot of, like, banter conversation between now and then?
Yeah, we've had some, like, good conversation. It was just his birthday, so I was like, HBD.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
So many April birthdays.
No, so many. We were just discussing so many So many April birthdays. Yeah, so we've had, like, good chats in between.
Not a ton of, like, attention, though.
I think we're, like, I just, like, I don't like to text in that way, like, during the workday. I really, like, can't. Unless I'm texting, like, it's, like, literally, like, you, Amelia, Calla, or, like, my mom.
Right.
Those are the only people besides
And
my,
he
like,
is probably, like, he's the same
He's also
energy.
Working. Okay, yeah. Okay. And so it's, like, you
well,
know.
I mean, some people, they love their phones. Yeah.
But it's, like, exchanges, like, every day a little bit. Like, hey, what's up? He offered to help me move, which was nice. I was like, you don't have to do that. We just met. It's okay.
Yeah. But, like,
so
thanks.
Nice of you, though. Yeah. I was like, you're actually tall, so.
No, he's a pijon. Like,
yeah, he's very, very nice.
Never met
boy.
Him. Don't know a single thing about him, but he's a pijon.
Yeah. He passes the pijon test. Pijon, by the way, everyone is precious gem of a man. Yeah,
and Bridget is a P-Jow, a precious gem of a woman.
Thank you.
So she needs an M I like to her job. W.
Yeah.
Me too. It's cute. Okay, so what are you doing on Thursday?
We have yet to decide. We have yet to decide.
Would you be ready to, like, do a dinner or do you want to do drinks again?
I would do dinner. I would do drinks again. I'm, like, indifferent. I would do probably dinner.
Okay.
Like, sit down and have more of a conversation. But I've learned a lot about him. I mean, we hung out for, like, 3 hours on our first date.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Because we were, like, watching basketball and then just, like, playing Battleship and then just chatting. And then he had to go feed his dog. And I was like, right, okay.
Period,
So it was good. I will say, I texted Blake before my first date, though. And I was this close to canceling. And this is why. And I think this is a good foray into... I also want to hear about your first date. Even though I know everything about it already. Yeah, but, like, we can tell everybody.
It came and it went...
Tell everybody.
I have a point I wanted to make about it, so...
Okay,
yeah.
But I will say it is such a vulnerable position to put yourself in. It really is. It's terrifying, and it's, like... Because you're putting yourself out there as, like, a... I'm here, like, I'm interested, you know, like... And especially if you meet someone off a dating app, like, you're a literal stranger. Like, I don't know who you are. I've never actually seen you in person. And I'm like, I don't worry about, like, catfishing necessarily. I just worry about, like, I saw pictures of you and, like, we exchanged messages, but then I'm like, you could be completely different in person. Like, you could be a completely different, you know, whatever. And I'm also like, we just, like, set a time and date and then you asked me how my day was. Like, it's not like I know you.
My thing's not catfishing. I just feel like it's, like, how, like, up to date are these photos?
Yeah.
Which is, like, such a... I feel like a negative thing to, like, think in terms of, like...
No,
you
but
know,
it's
you
fair.
Should, it's, like, I have to be physically attracted to you, you know? So, like, let's just, you know... But it's, like, if there's been, like, a lot of... I don't even know. Just, like, anything physically about you, you know? It's, like, you could was this from 5 years ago when you were like, yeah, you were know, you in like, college? In a health fitness grind and like you were like cleanly shaven every day or like whatever. And now you like don't look like that. And I'm like, oh, well, like that's not necessarily what I'm attracted to right now. And so it's like,
yeah,
you know, or it's like when you come to learn, love someone, then it's like, oh, well now you can like change looks about you. Cause like, I still love you for you. But it's like,
yeah.
At first there's gotta be a little bit of like,
yeah,
I feel like that's what I, like, get worried about sometimes.
Yeah.
Is I'm like, well, like, that's, like, it is you, but, like, it's not.
I overthink the first interaction to, like, I'm like, do we go in for the hug? What do we do? Like, I don't, you know, like, I overthink that a lot because I'm like, it's a literal stranger. Like, I don't, you know, and I typically am just like, oh, hi, and I give a hug. That's, mm-hmm. like, sort of my default.
Yeah.
It's also nice because
I think like a lot of people default towards that to if the they're hug, a little bit yeah. more normal.
I also like it because I can gauge really how tall they are too by that as well. Not to be like that way, but I'm like, are you actually 6'3"?
Oh, I never thought of that.
He was 6'3" for sure. I was like reaching up. I was like,
oh, oh cute. Okay.
Yeah, and it's but it's really such a vulnerable position to put yourself in. And I was like feeling good about the date when I was going to go on the Friday and then we had to reschedule. And then all of a sudden, because I'd like, you know, I like had my whole day, like, I'm going on this date, whatever. Right. I had like the work day that basically took my attention. Then on a Sunday, I'm sitting there until it's daytime, spiraling.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to go. It's a Sunday. Like, I just want to like lay here on my couch, like whatever. And I'm glad I went.
I was like, no, Bridget, you have to go.
Yeah, don't I'm glad cancel. I went. Thank you to Blake for maybe the
mine
potential.
Was on a Sunday too.
Oh my God.
Not we to give you that bad Sunday juju,
date.
But.
No. Well, talk about your date, because inherently it wasn't a bad date.
No, like, it was amazing. Like, I was so smitten, like, any of my friends know. Whatever. So we went on a first date. It was also on a Sunday, very chill, just also got drinks, whatever. And I feel like the overall point, like, it was great. Like, great banter. I was like, oh my God, like, you're so funny. Like, okay, you think I'm so funny. Like, got the whole glitching joke where I was like, oh my God, okay, like, you actually are funny. It was whatever. Good banter. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm smitten, like, I'm obsessed. And then was trying to schedule a second date and was, like, getting mixed signals. And long story short, the day before the second date, got a message that was like, oh, like, not really interested. Or, you know, you're fabulous and amazing and you're great and all those things, but, like, I'm not romantically attracted to you. And I was like, okay, well, those are, like, weird words to say because, like, you literally don't know me. Like, we hung up for
one
two
time.
And a half hours, but, like, okay. And you were romantically attracted to my Instagram story is what I've been saying now, like, the more that I think about it, because that was, like, the point that I was trying to make is, like, I don't, when I was asking about, like, your texting banter, like, I feel like for... I'm going to make a cliche and a stereotype for a lot of, like, probably, like, for more, like, gay people, I feel like, at least, like, gay guys, like, Instagram, I feel like, is a big thing, and, like, being active through Instagram, where it's, like, they're not going to text me, but, like, they're going to, like, be active on my Instagram. Like,
yeah.
I think I have fans. Like, I don't want an...
Blake has,
I don't
Blake
want
has
a
Instagram
social media
fans.
Fan. Like, yes, it's nice, whatever you're trying to be complimentary, but, like, don't swipe up on every story. Don't like every story that I put on. Like, don't have something to say about, like, everything I put on the internet, but then, like, you can't text me back. Like, that is so stupid. And it's like, I know you're on your phone. You're literally an idiot. And so it was, like, a lot of that stuff, and it happens, like, I feel like every time I, like, have, like...
Yeah.
And, like, this is probably maybe the only, like, the second or third person I've actually been interested in enough to, like, want to go on a second date. And, but then it's, like, everyone in between that, I'm like, stop, like, oh my God, like I get it. Like, I'm on Instagram all the time, like, literally, I get it, but I'm, like, I'm not, like, giving you all this, like, time and attention through the app. It just, like, drives me nuts. So I was, like, pretty confused. I'm pretty butthurt about it, too. I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, oh, spiraling, I'm gonna be single forever. Like, I had that
He's
classic...
He's not gonna be single forever.
But, you know, I had that classic wow, like, woe is me. Like, I mean, getting rejected sucks, and I feel like I told you and everyone else I talked about it to, where it's like, I can't be mad that you didn't like me back because that's normal and that's human, and I respect that, but it's like, I'm frustrated with how you, like, showed that.
It was...
You didn't show that. Like,
no.
You added me on Facebook... Which is fucking weird.
Don't do that.
You had to
Don't
look
do
me
that.
Up by
That's
first and
so
last
weird.
Name.
Yeah.
I'm like, you responded to every single thing I put out on the internet.
Everything.
Like, literally everything. Like, receipts... Gladly, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's really weird. And then, like, even the way that, like, you would verbalize things of, like, in the future... It's like, just don't say that. And, like, I would have never literally thought that.
No,
like,
don't make plans that
like,
you're not going
to keep
up to.
Don't offer
to
do services. Yeah, don't, like, say that we'll do these things or, like, this will happen or whatever. like, it's not, I wasn't thinking it until you spoke it into existence. Right. And now me being a person who, like, kind of, like, I don't know, would trust what someone would say is, like, going to hold you a little bit accountable. Because I'm like, well, you said, like, X, Y, and Z.
You said you wanted to do that. You said you wanted to just go here. You said you wanted to see this.
So I'm like, oh, I guess, okay, not with me or whatever. I don't know. So that was, like, how I felt about it. And I feel like that's been, like, beyond, I mean, not the getting rejected part. But the, like, internet fandom and just, like, this saying but not doing, like, you know, y'all know I hate that. And so I'm just like, ugh. Like, I feel like that's been, like, my biggest frustration when it comes to dating. I mean, and I just think finding someone that you want to go on a second date with.
Yeah.
I've definitely gone on dates where I'm like, I really liked you, but, like, I know I don't want to go on a second date with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess maybe that's how this person's feeling. So I can't be that mad or something. Or it's like, I like you and I would, like, hang out with you more often, but I know I'm not going to want to date you.
Yeah.
But then it's also in that
which
point.
Which is fair.
Yeah, but then I'm like, now that I'm saying that, like, I feel like I should have been like, oh, well, like, you know, attraction has grown.
Yeah.
It's like, I should. You know, yeah. I don't know.
No, I think
it's like a dance. Like, I feel like when you know, you know?
Totally.
And, like, to me, it, like, I definitely, like, had a crush on this person. So yeah. I was like, oh, like, I'm gung-ho. Let's fucking go. Like, when's the next time? Like, couldn't get enough of this shit. But then other times, I mean, I feel like you're kind of said, like, you're feeling a slow burn go on.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're like, you'll continue it until you're kind of, like, it's it actually has, like, a...
Yeah.
Like, what's the word? Like, a resonance has come to you, or, like...
Yeah, like a realization point.
Yes,
like, you
yeah.
either, like, it's either, like, full launching off, or it's, like, okay, I think we need to, like, stop this.
And I think you're still kind of, like, coming up. You're like, yeah, sure, like, that...
Yeah,
that
I mean, because I was, like, it was a great date, and I'm, like, I would like to see him again. He's very cute and nice and, like, you know, has a lot of qualities that I can see that I like about him. I think it's also, like, my current approach to dating is, like... And I think this is
but
a lot of...
you're not, like, over the moon. Where I feel like
I think,
we're
no, I don't think
on
so.
Opposite spectrums of
yeah,
that. Where
yeah.
I was definitely, like, really giddy and gung-ho.
Yeah.
Which I think made me more butthurt in the end. But also, like, you know, classic person, too, of, like, was it you or was it just, like, the idea of you? And, like, you know...
Perhaps,
like,
yeah.
Like, the being delusional and the mentalities
no,
that
you
make up.
No, you were being delusional because he was giving every indication. No, right. this is what I wanted to say is, like... When you approach dating, like, you are very straightforward, and I think the best way, like, when you approach dating is, even if you don't know exactly what you want, which is
right.
so fine, like, just communicate.
Yeah.
And when you're communicating, do it with intention.
Miscommunication error on his end.
On his end, though, because it was like, you can't send mixed signals in that way. And even if you're like, oh, I'm not sure, then be straight up. Be like, hey, like, you know, I've got a lot going on right now. Like,
yeah.
Maybe not right now, but maybe, like, you know, in a maybe in the summer.
I was gonna say, girl, don't relive your trauma.
I had a man once tell me we were dating in the fall, and then he goes, actually, like, I can't really see anybody until this summer. I said, okay.
But this summer is this summer.
Yeah.
June, what is the first day of summer? June something?
No, I will not be revisiting that. Absolutely not.
Text him, it's summer.
No way. No, he said, in so many words, he was like, man, I want to see you anymore. And I was like, okay, got it.
And it's like, I hate the long paragraph.
I'm not gonna circle back in the summer.
But, like, it could be so funny.
It could be funny for the day.
I would just love to see what he had to say, like, more so.
Well, the thing is, too, like, he was incredibly immature in the way where I was like, because I was just asking him, like, oh, like, what are you up to next week? And then I got this paragraph of, like, I'm just so... And I was like, oh, well, okay. Like, I was just asking
no,
you what
you were
up
like,
to.
No, it was, like, it came out of left field.
Yeah, no, it fully did. And I was just sort of like, okay, so...
You whatever that mean.
Well, also, like, you couldn't have told me this. I literally saw you yesterday. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't have just said, like, hey, like...
Freaks.
I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people, and I think you're the same way, where I'm like, I just let me know.
Like literally just say it. It's
just
not that
say
deep.
It. Don't pretend you're not on your phone, or don't be on Instagram but not respond to my texts. Like, just, like, I don't like to play, like, a game of
right.
it. Like, I think there was a period of time where I would be like, oh, I have to make sure, like, I only respond after, like, 4 hours
times,
or whatever. I'm like,
yeah.
No, if I see it, I'm just going to respond.
No, exactly.
And then
it's,
if I'm really
so
busy at work or whatever doing this, I'm not going to respond, or I'm not, you know.
And I saw myself doing that because I was very responsive, and it was like, I would respond and we would have a conversation for like 30 minutes, and then it would be like hours.
Yeah.
And then in between those hours, it would be Instagram DM, swipe up, blah, 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 and I'm like, okay, what? Like, yeah. And then I'm thinking, like, okay, well, now the next time you talk to me, like, I'm going to sit there and fucking let it sit there.
Yeah.
And then I would get it, and I'd be like, oh, my God, okay, Blake, you're so annoying. Like, just fucking respond. Like, because now he's clearly on his phone.
And you saw it, yeah.
Yeah, it's so stupid and annoying. No, I totally agree.
No, we're in the trenches, y'all. Like, it is
no,
not...
No, girl, like, you literally have a date on Thursday. What are you talking about?
Well, it's... I think it's, like... Okay, right.
Yeah, like...
But it's one of those things where I think, too... And maybe I'm also, like... I've started to see a lot of people in my life, like, have gorgeous relationships, like, blossom and bloom, and I think you have weddings this year, I have weddings this year, and I sort of, like, think about, I think about, like, what do I want, and I'm like, yeah, I, like, would love to have a partner in life and things like that, even though I'm, like, incredibly fulfilled friendship-wise and family-wise, like, I'm so fulfilled by all of that, but I'm like... At the end of the day, like, the only person that has control over that is me. And I'm like, I have to, like, put myself out there. And I have to, like, be like, yes, I'm open to, like, meeting people and doing that sort of thing. Which, again, is a very vulnerable thing to do. And that, like, all circles back to the first date. It's like, first dates are incredibly, like, can be stressful. Can be really fun and exciting and, like, really, really great. But also very stressful. But then it's like, one day you're going to go on your last first date, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
And it's like, kind of like, that's kind of fun and exciting. So it's almost like you have to approach it that way where it's like, well, one day this is going to be my last first date. And it's like, if I had canceled on my date on Sunday, like that past Sunday, like I would have maybe never seen this guy. And like, it was great. Like, you know, like, and sometimes you have a bad date and it's a funny story, or sometimes you go and it's really good and it ends or whatever, but it's like, you never know until you just try.
Exactly. You don't know until you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I totally agree. I like that of like, you don't know when this is going to be like
your last first date. That's cute. Yeah. Isn't that kind of fun and exciting to think about? I'm like, oh, one day. And you don't know until obviously like down the road, you're like, oh, I think that was like my last first date.
Like, we together now.
Yeah.
Well, I always think too, like, not like I get like jealous, but I'm like, dang, like I really couldn't have like found someone like in fucking high school or something. Like when there was 400 people our same age, just like swarming around a building. Like, ew, that's so annoying.
Swarming around, y'all, just buzzing around.
Like, I feel like a lot of people who I know getting married are those types where they met very or in high school or like very early on in college now. And they like dated through that whole time. And I'm just like, dang, like, I really had to wait until, like, we'd be out here, like, actually busy, you know? Like,
well, that's
in college,
thing,
like, we were busy. Yeah, bull fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, no, and, like, now you have this thing called, like, a J-O-B. And so I'm like, dang, like, ah. And especially here, I think, I mean, any big city, I think anyone can relate. I think it's, like, a give and a take, because here I feel like it's a lot of quantity.
Yeah.
You know, where it's in any large metropolitan area, you know, thousands of people, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people that will go on a date with you. But I think of like, you know, in our hometowns and stuff, it's probably way less quality or quantity, but there's a little bit more quality. And it probably just like takes a lot. I think they each take the same amount of time and like length probably.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever the universe has worked out for you.
Yeah.
But I always think about that because like my original plan.
Mm-hmm. And like, lay it out for us.
I was like, okay, like I'm going to be cute and fun and I'm going to move to DC. I'm going to make this man fall in love with me. And then I'm going to take his ass back to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have to go there. Like, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck where your family is. Like,
that doesn't matter.
It literally does not matter. Like in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
And so that was like, you know, my whole like game plan. Still part of it is, but you know, the chess pieces have been rearranged. So
no, I still see that.
I gotta like figure out how to play chess again because I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, do you go here or over there?
Where does the king to the knight?
Exactly.
To the
like, I need to read the book of like Art of War. Like, I swear. I'm like,
yeah.
I think like that could be my Bible. Anyway, so that was my plan, you know, me being a strategic person. And still is the plan. But Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking, too, of, like, tons of gay people here, tons of straight people here, too, you know, just, like, tons of people. But it's, like, how many of them want to go on a date with me? How many of them actually mean that they want to date?
Yeah.
You know, how many am I attracted to after we decide that we both, you know, physically are attracted to each other enough to go on a date? How many am I emotionally attracted to? How many, like, have the time to give
to
me the attention or the things that I'm looking for?
Yeah.
You know, as you, like, keep bringing those things, and not to say it in a negative, but it's, like, in a realistic way of, like...
Whittles it down.
Yeah, like, I'm only doing this, like, what you said, because I want to.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, so if you can't fit the needs that I'm looking for, obviously not just on a first date, like, over a period of time, it just starts to shrink. And then I feel like, whereas maybe in the Midwest, it's, like, way less dates, but maybe you're doing more dating, where it's something kind of regular, you know, or it's, like, it's way less frequent, but they mean a little bit more. Maybe you're connected a little bit more. Also, being here, a lot of transient people. So maybe it's like, yeah, we'll go on a date, but then you kind of realize we don't have that much in common because whatever. I just feel like there's a lot of different factors of the two places.
So many things to consider. So many moving, like literally moving pieces. It is a chess game, truly. And it's like, you said,
which people back in the Midwest have lives too. I just think it looks a lot different.
It does. I completely agree. And I like, this is another thing that I wanted to get your thoughts on, especially since we're talking about like dating, but specifically first dates. And this is something that I don't like, that it's sort of a new personality trait of mine, but I'm becoming much less punctual because of the nature of some of the things that I have going on during the day. Like, it's incredibly unpredictable. Yeah. And so I have an idea of when I think I'm going to be done with things, but then it really, like, in reality is not that
thing. No, I feel that. I hate being late.
I hate being late because I don't want people to think I'm rude. Or, like, unorganized, right? I think nice and I'm organized, but it's just like, this is this one thing, like work is like this one thing where it's like, it could be 6, it could be 8:30. Right. Like it just depends on the day. So that's, I think, a little bit of a thing that like stresses me out now, or like, I guess in the past year since I've started my job.
Right.
Of like, I don't want to be late to this date, but I literally won't know if 7 p.m. works until whatever. But do you have like there's this sort of, you know, again, it all kind of plays into like the norms of dating and like, you know, the responding at a certain time or whatever, like when you show up, like, do you like to be first? Do you like to be second? Do you like to be, you know, like, do you do like a specific amount of time that you're late by? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of depends. I feel like typically it's always nice, I think, to be second.
I love being second. Yeah.
But it also, like, if we're going somewhere where I've already been, I'm more like comfortable like being there already, you know, and like whatever. And like the last one that I went on, like we met outside somewhere and like walked to the place together, like we met outside of a metro, so it's like whatever. But like I've gone to dates at Barrel.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't say that.
Don't go there.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna
first of all, that's our place.
Well, I'm gonna take out the name of it. I go to, I guess, whatever, I don't give a fuck, people know where I live. I've gone to dates at a bar that is like right next to my house.
Yeah.
And so when it's there,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, I'll just go there when I get there. Or sometimes I honestly just wait for them to tell me that they're there and I'm like, okay, I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in
2 seconds.
Yeah, it does take me a minute to get. So it just kind of depends, I think. Maybe dinner, I would prefer to be second. If it's just drinks, I don't mind like just sitting at the bar by myself because like whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
It's like, that's a normal thing to do. We shouldn't like.
Sorry, I have a hair in my eye.
Yeah, oh, you're good. And like, yeah, I guess if it's dinner, I'd be like, okay, well, like, maybe I would probably wait maybe at the front for them or something. Yeah, I don't know. That's
that part too. It's like,
also depends how big the restaurant is. Cause if you can see me from the door, then I probably wouldn't. Cause like whatever. So
there's like a reservation situation.
There's a lot of variables. Whatever.
There's so many variables.
I think overall though, I would say it's probably, I just prefer being second. Cause then I feel like I can look at them first.
No. And I'm like, I feel like they're looking for me. Like they're like, I don't know how to explain this. Like I like to be a in a sweet spot of like 3 to 5 minutes late because I'm like just so cosmopolitan, like so like, oh, like just sorry, like got caught up, like whatever, which a lot of the time is actually true. Like I literally got caught up or like someone called me or like whatever. I was sending an email, classic. But I like to be like a sweet spot of like 3 to 5 minutes past like whatever, if it's like on the half hour or the hour. And I like them sitting there waiting for me because then I get to like kind of have a grand entrance.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
hey,
do you like my outfit?
Like, okay, so take a look at
you. And I'm like, I do my little bang shuffle. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up?
Just mosey on in here.
Yeah, like, oh my God, hey.
What are you doing
here? Yeah. So I also prefer, yeah, like that is so crazy that you're here. Like, we're both here. That's so crazy. But you see it though in your head.
No,
you
I totally get what you're saying.
Yes. And like, you know, like they're keeping an eye out for me and like I just like walked in and I'm like, oh, there you are, because you're the one staring at me like your jaw had just hit the floor because I walked in.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. And then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Is like, what would be like in a perfect world? You know, like what's kind of like your ideal way of meeting someone? Like, do you have a fantasy of like grocery store or like, you know, I don't know what else, like neighborhood, coffee shop, you know, like, yeah. What was it called? Like, not in the wild, but,
Meet Cute.
Meet Cute.
Yeah. 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 And I do, and I'm thank you for asking this question. Well, I have many.
Okay.
My,
what's your,
my
like,
original
your
Meet
current,
Cute,
or, okay, yeah.
Yeah, my original Meet Cute was meeting my, husband in college, so, past that. But, you
grad
never
degree.
Know. Goes back to school.
I'm here to date.
Yeah, hi everybody. Who's single? Please raise your hand. Thank you. No, I in a perfect world, it's like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And it's like a sort of like we're all out together and like a friend introduces, it's like, "Oh, this is so and so from work or this whatever." And then like, you know, the world falls away and it's just the two of us and we live happily ever after.
On a planet of love.
Yeah. And then because I'm already on literally a planet of love and there's like comets and shooting stars and, Cupid is like, yeah, yeah.
Mina, her planet of love.
Yeah, no, like that. That's where we live. That's where we reside. That's in a perfect world. I also would love to get fully stopped in the street.
Just, hey.
Hey, like, oh my God.
Let me take you right now.
Well.
On a date.
On a date. Yes, you can take me on a date.
Okay.
First. Yeah, I think, but I'm like, in my perfect scenario, it's like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Or it's, I run into somebody that I used to know way back in the day, and they're like, oh my God.
Run into somebody that I used to know.
Somebody. We're getting ready for our next epi. Yeah, that's my perfect world. I just love that because I'm like, and we've talked about this before, like, I love, like, when they kind of already know the characters and, like, know
right,
the plot line.
Just
like,
easier.
I don't have to explain, you know, everything
also,
that's
also love
going
a quick
on.
Learner, though.
I love a quick learner. We love people that pick it up quick. Yeah. So that's, I think, my perfect scenario. What's
okay,
your
cool.
perfect scenario? But I also have, like, seven other ones. Like, one, I'm in the bookstore.
Well, yeah. Like, if it's
someone brushes
kind of
my
you,
shoulder.
I'm going to take it. Like,
yeah.
The universe
and
gives
like,
me
oh, my God, you
me.
Should read this. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then we just start making out. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Right.
Okay, I feel like mine also was like a sibling or like a friend of a friend, a friend of a cousin. I know, I'm like, I didn't say that right. Friend of a friend. A friend of a cousin. Or like a,
yeah.
Someone in, you know, not like in the family, but like, you know, in the loop, in
the circle.
Yeah, exactly. Always love that. And I mean, I like the idea of the gym too, of just like, oh, like, hey, like, hey.
Oh, like he saw you doing squat.
No, like my gym crush was literally at the gym today. And,
can you please?
Well, I have like 17 gym crushes. So like when I stay there at the gym, well, and two of them both work there. So I'm like, okay, which one of you are in love with me? And when I
probably
date one
both.
Of you, which one are like, oh my God. No, literally.
Oh my God. What if they fought over you?
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be really
but
fun.
But one is like, they're like on total opposite ends of the spectrum anyway.
Okay.
Like one's
I
like,
need the debrief on this after.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one's like not really my type. He's just like a tiny little like skinny boy, but I'm like, oh, you're just like kind of cute and like.
Oh, gee.
Kind of like whenever I check in, he always kind of like lights up. He's like, hey. And I'm like,
oh my God, he's in love with
no,
you.
No, like I literally think he's in love with me. Like the way that I'm like, oh my God, like you're obsessed with me. And then the other guy's a trainer there, and he's like more of like my speed. But like I swear, he is like always checking me out. And then so today he was standing and like whatever. And so I like. And I always have my big headphones on, and I feel like that makes you, like, a little less approachable sometimes. That's what
totally
I tell
does.
Myself.
Yeah.
Like, they're too scared to talk to me.
No, but it is, though, because then it's, like, you have to fully pull off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I, like, will start taking them off, like, when I'm entering or leaving now.
Oh, because you're, like...
Because I'm strategic.
So good. That's good.
I know. And so he was standing next to this machine, and I'm, like, taking my headphones, like, oh, like, are you using this? He's, like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, I'm just, like, standing here like a freak. And I was, like, oh, like, it's not that weird. Like, you look fine or whatever. And, like, waiting for, like, more. And he just, like, didn't give me more. And I was, like, oh, my God, okay.
Well, he was having internal panic because you
no, that's
finally
what I'm
talked
saying.
To him. Yeah.
No, like, I swear to God, he does. Like, yeah. Bridget, yeah. Like, listen, I know when someone's checking me out, okay? I've got, like,
no, you do.
Sense.
You have a very... No, you do. Like,
and,
you
like,
know as soon as someone, like, looks at you or whatever, because we'll be like at a bar or something.
Yes.
And, like, and I'm like, I didn't even see that shit. What do you mean?
Yes, like, I'm like telling you. Anyway, so the gym is another one, or I feel like in same sense of like in the circle, I'd love to have it happen at like one of the events that I go to.
Yeah.
You know, just like, oh, just like totally hit it off with someone
yeah.
or like someone in my industry, like obviously not one of my coworkers because they're all girls, but something, yeah, of that nature of like, oh, like we're at this same like event and who are you? Oh, I'm whatever, you know, like,
because then it's like you almost like already had your first date.
Exactly.
You know, and like then, you like, get that out of the
and,
way.
Like they just get it in that same yeah. sense of like, even if you know my personal friends, like, oh, you just get it now because like we work in the same
yeah.
sphere and like we have a lot obviously to relate through there. Mm-hmm. And then we probably know the same people. And then turns out, okay, you do know my
snowballs from there.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. Like, I feel like that's like a good way to open doors. But
yes. Anyways, oh my that's God. All. Okay. Well, we're putting that all out there now.
And I know,
we're
like, manifestation.
Now it's in the universe. Like, meet cutes coming our way.
No, seriously. Like, I feel like I'm such a good manifester on other people's behalfs. I'm just saying.
He is because I, again, quite literally got my job because of
I'm like, and then I was thinking of Addie and her dance thing.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm just like, I don't know, like, who else needs something manifested? Like, let me know. Like, I will get it for you.
Email us, DM us.
But I won't get anything from myself.
No, well, the rest of us here, doers.
I'm a giver, not a taker.
And that's all we have time for today.
Where can they listen to us if they're not sick of us already?
What a gorgeous way to end this episode. I know, my
legs cramping.
Oh.
You just like my body is still sore from our hottie class. Yeah,
I believe that.
It was so good, though. I haven't done one in a long time, so.
Coachella?
Yeah.
I saw the sign.
My abs are on fire.
Yeah, good, though. That's good. You got your money's worth. So glad you asked, Blake. You guys can find us, you guys and gals and pals and doers, can find us at WWBDpod on Instagram and TikTok and at WWBDpod_on X. Like us, follow us, text us, tweet us, call us.
Do the do. Date us.
Date us. And we love you. Except we're not going to say that on the first date, but you know how we feel. And we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.